Hello.
Oh, hi, Jared.
Hey,
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Miss Tina, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. It's Friday, so that's a good thing, right?
No, that's right.
Can you tell I'm
You're
excited
telling.
for the weekend?
Man.
I think you are
Yeah,
too. Yep, I could tell.
I am as well. Well, I'm glad you called me, Tina. I need really to speak with you specifically. So I had this ordeal happen, as far as my account. Well, not my Local Splash account, but just business,
Yes.
everything. Long story short, I got a new Apple phone, and the Android phone that I had, I never signed out of it, so all of my information was compromised.
Oh
And
no.
yeah, it happened. And my banking, everything pretty much was hacked,
Okay.
including so some fraudulent activities happened. And my Google account and my email, I'm locked out of, so I had to start a whole new one.
Okay.
And it's just been an ongoing thing, so I'm just trying to find a way to protect my identity still, my business, because they pretty much did like despiteful stuff. Like, for instance, they pretty much put on Google like bad things about the business, just to be hateful. So I'm thinking it's a family member or somebody close to me that's
Oh,
like
that's so
jealous.
sad. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So
Okay.
yeah, they put all kind of things on there, like as far as the business. For instance, I seen something yesterday that said this business is not licensed, which is a total lie. Not licensed. Individuals called complaining about the pricing. Never happened on the cheap end of the CSRA. What else? Just negative stuff.
Okay, I
Go through
see
the
the one from Bree Smith. I didn't read
crazy
the whole
thing.
thing. Another one from Marcus Weidman.
Yes. Yeah, and those individuals aren't real, but I
Yeah.
responded to them to make it look like a mutual conversation.
Yes.
But those individuals aren't even real. And not only that, it's when you Google my business or whatnot, it says Harrison Drain Cleaning is not a plumbing company, it's fraud. It said all kind of stuff. But it only pulled up once. I can't get it to pull back up, and I'm not sure how they got it on there. But it's a big ordeal, and it's pretty much making my business look bad. So
I
I don't know
don't
what I
see
need to
that
do to
right now. Do you remember what source that was on? Because it's not on your Google listing right now that says, you're not that type of a business.
Well, when I Googled yesterday, I seen
Yeah.
it. Yes, and it was through Google.
It was on the Google listing?
Yes, ma'am. If you put in so if you just type in Harrington's Drain Cleaning and Backflow Masters LLC, you should see all type of things that pop up. Just the business, and maybe they'll say, like, pretty much give some type of criteria of the business, stating what it is, when stuff like that. That's how I saw it, and that's why I was
Yeah.
just curious. And they
So
changed.
I'll tell you this, Jared, the technicians can submit to Google for removal of negative reviews. They can submit to Google for removal of things that are not true being said about you. However, they don't do any type of programming while an account's in suspension, and we're still having trouble processing the April 7th payment. So the good
What's
news
this
is,
attention?
well, the payment that we have,
Oh, it's Tina.
it's a Visa ending in 6296. That
Yeah,
payment
Miss
of
Tina.
$129 was due on April 7th, and
Can
they've
you
been
hear me
sending
out?
you, yeah.
Remember, I told you about the fraud. All my
Yes, well,
cards got
that's what I was
canceled.
going to tell you. They've been sending
And
you emails talking about the suspension, but I don't think you got them because you said that you
the
couldn't get
email is
into your
compromised
email.
as well.
Yep. Yep. I don't
Everything,
think you
my
got
whole
them. Yeah,
Google
no wonder
account.
why you're like, what are you talking about, Suspe? You probably didn't
Right.
get it. Let me update your information just so that we have it. What's the new email?
New email is Harrington, HerrittonGton. No, it's Harrington, JAH, I'm sorry.
Harrington and then J-A-H at the end?
Yes. Harrington,
okay,
just like no business in my name. Harrington, H-E-R-R-I-N-D-T-O-N, J-A-H, which is my initials, and then my first name, Jared, at Gmail.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, let me do that first and foremost, because those past emails, it says they were sent successfully, so either they're in an inbox that you can't access, or that other malicious person is getting them. It could be.
That's
you know
what
I mean?
It is.
Yeah.
And they're just operating off of my email like it's theirs. I can't do nothing with Google to retrieve anything or nothing. So I'm trying to actually get it deleted, and I may have that in the making towards the end of the day. I'm just waiting on Supertech to pretty much call me back concerning that issue.
You're going to get what deleted?
The old email, trying to, because it's still
I see. Yeah. Well, the good news is on this end, I updated it to the new one, so any correspondence between you and Local Splash will now go to the new email. So if somebody fraudulent has access to the other account, they're not going to get any of the info anymore. And then as far as getting into the Google listing, we could get into it because, remember, we're managing it for you, right? So we could get into the Google listing and maybe assist you with changing the username and password or something so that that other, you know, person. But, again, I can't send the request to do that until the account is paid. Are you able to do the 129 or do you need some time? You do?
No,
okay, you can do it. Let's do that, and then
right
real quick, before we do that, I want to send that department a message that you need assistance getting into the Google listing so that hopefully by the time we're done updating the payment, then hopefully they can kind of take over and help you with getting access to it. So I'm going to put in here.
Not only that, there's several things that I need done.
Yeah, then they can help you with that too. So the first thing is I would get you to the verification department that would help you get into the Google listing again and maybe change the username and password. And then once they're done, if you need any more customer support, then they can get you over to customer support and you could do updates and whatnot and submit for the removal of the reviews. I can submit that for you actually, but you know, if you need to talk to them, then they can transfer after you talk to the verification. So let me just put client. I'll put client was hacked and cannot get into GBP, Google Business Page.
Was there any late charges or anything on my account?
No. It's just 129. There's not a late fee or anything. So, and especially if there was, I would get it waived for you anyway just because you didn't get the emails that we sent you, you know?
Nothing at all.
I'm going to put, can you assist him in getting access and possibly changing username and password? Okay. So I put that to them, and we're on a GChat system throughout the office, so they'll respond to me unless they're in a meeting or something, probably within the next couple of minutes. So then that gives us time to update the billing. So for the new card, is it still the same billing address on Polo Court, or did that change?
Now the billing address is the same.
Same? Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Give me 1 second. Let me get to it.
Of course.
And while I'm getting to it, so I need to change email to pass. I need to change the email address, of course.
I already did that.
Username. The phone number, my business phone number, because
we can handle that. Yeah, I called the tracking number earlier, and it went to a woman. Is she associated with you, or was that the scammer person?
No.
Oh, she's
fine.
Not.
She's probably the one doing the scamming.
Do you know the client calls are still going to her if they call on the tracking number? So we'll get that fixed right away. Yeah, no worries.
Let's change that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who had access to the account, delete them. No one should have access or make a call.
Okay.
Any shop. other than
interesting.
Me.
She acted like she was sending you that message earlier that I called. I'm like, yeah, you know, there was a calendar appointment for Jared, and she was like, oh, let me send him the message. It says he's out of the office today. She didn't even tell me she wasn't working with you. How deceptive, right?
Didn't get anything, and I hate to pretty much accuse her.
But yeah.
It is pointing, in a few directions, but she is a main.
Well, she's doing something that's not right if she's telling me that you are out of the office for the day and she's communicating with you when she's not. You know what I mean? So that's not
that's
very good.
Saying.
Yep,
but,
exactly.
We don't get to the bottom of it, but I just don't want to throw anything out there just yet.
The main thing is just fixing what needs to be fixed, and then if you have to do a little digging deeper on your end, you'll figure it out. But let's just at least make sure that we fix the number and everything. So let's do the billing first, just because I'm in billing, and then I'll go back to the main screen, and I'll send the technicians the information to change the number. And then once we do all that, then we can actually transfer you over to the verification department to help you with the Google page. So is the new card also a Visa, or is it a MasterCard?
Everything is the same except the numbers. So I'm going to give it to you
now.
You ready?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
All right. It's 4,000.
Got it.
2,300.
Okay.
9986.
Okay.
9252.
9252. Expiration?
Expiration is, oh my God, if you put this in there, Miss Tina, she might be able to see it. Because I think she has access to my local splash. So is there a way we can...
Oh, wait, hold on, hold on. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to... Oh, shoot, I think I just deleted the number. Okay, that's good. I didn't save it yet, so the new number's not in there yet, okay? But what I'm doing right now is I'm changing the password on it to a temporary password. So if she tries to go in, even if she changed the password, she won't have access to this temporary password because I just changed it. And I'm going to send you to the new email what that is, so you'll have access to it, but she can't get in anymore. If she tries to get in, it's going to block her out because she doesn't have the password anymore. So let me just go over here, and change the password, and then I'm going to send you a fresh one that says login credentials to your advanced reporting, and that has the new temporary password in it, Jared. So once you go back in, you can change that to whatever you like, or you can keep it with the temporary password because she doesn't have access to it because it was just emailed to you, okay?
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Hold on one second. I may need to change my email. I'm about to pretty much change this password again. To be on the safe side.
Yeah, you might as well. I'm sorry that you're going through that. That's terrible.
Man, see, you just don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't see what people get out of this or why they do it to be despiteful. Like, man, it's just, I don't know. But I'm going to get through it, though. Business is doing really good as well. All right.
So now give me the Visa again because I didn't store it yet. It still has the old one stored ending in 6296. So give me the new one, and then once I do that and store it, she won't be able to get in because we already reset the password.
Okay, I'm resetting the password to this email before we move any further.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me what it is. Just set it to whatever you like. And then moving forward on our end, the password will show as blank. And when it shows blank, all that means is that you reset it to something on your own. And then I have the priority note in there already that you're the only authorized one on this account. So if anybody else calls and they try to get access to it, they're not going to be able to. Matter of fact, we have a security question and answer on file. So just to be safe, can you confirm your first pet's name?
My first pet's name?
Yes.
That's Fred, F-R-E-D.
Okay, good. That actually confirmed it. So if anybody else calls and they say, hey, you know, Jared told me to call and I need to reset the password, they'll say, what's the security question and what's the security answer? And if they can't answer that, then they're not going to be able to get in. But also, I'm going to put that note on here that no one is allowed to even, you know, discuss this account unless it's you. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
Good, Ms. Tim.
Yep. Oh, believe me, I don't trust anyone these days, so I'll take the extra step if I have to.
Yeah, you can't, man. It's weird, but it's not weird. It's just some people are hateful and scammers. Think it's all about a scam, because like I say, they keep pretty much applying for loans. How can they get this loan without me or my consent? That's what I'm wondering, you know?
Oh,
but
I see.
If they're doing it, there is a way.
Yeah, that's scary, too, if it's identity theft, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just letting the technician know. She put, may I know if the client saw any error when trying to sign in? I put his Android phone, which he doesn't have anymore, had all the usernames and passwords were stored on it. He can't get in, but thinks the hacker that has the phone got in to the page and made modifications.
That's right.
You have a computer, right?
Not on hand.
Okay. Not on hand, but has one. Because maybe if you have to be in front of a computer to reset it or something, maybe we can schedule an appointment. But again, we have to, you know, take care of the billing first. So let me know when you're done resetting the password, and then we can go back in and put the billing. Oh, you're ready. Okay, you're fast.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead one more time, Jared.
Okay, the Visa is, hold on, let me get it here. I said I'm ready, but I don't even have it out.
Okay.
Got to keep that secure. So,
it's Friday. We're allowed to get our wires crossed, right?
Yeah. So it's 4,000.
Okay.
2,300.
Okay.
9986.
Mm-hmm.
9252.
Okay. Expiration.
0328.
0328. And then expiration?
Expiration. Oh, the security.
I mean, the security. I'm sorry. 328 is the expiration and the security code?
Yes. 217.
217. Okay. So I'm storing this new information. And as a side note, I should have thought of this earlier. We're a VeriSign secured company, so our billing information is encrypted. So now that new payment method is stored, even when you go on and look at the billing page, it's only going to show you it's a Visa ending in the last four digits. It won't give you full access to the number. So that's another security precaution that we take, just so that you know. And then let me see here, because my little light is going off. That means the technician's out. Okay, so... okay, I will see what I can do. Is he still on the line? Is he using the same phone number or a new one? Okay, so I'll tell her I'm talking to you on this one, but we're going to make changes to the call tracking number, or do you want to just take the call tracking number off?
Oh, no, I want to keep it. But
okay.
As long as nobody have see, I don't want her to be able to log into this account at all whatsoever. No
so
one
do
but
you...
me.
Do you want us to put the call tracking number to forward to this number, the 912-243-2472?
Yes, that's where it's supposed to be going to at all times.
Okay. Yeah.
There was
a note on here earlier that said, and this revision, it said it was requested by you, but maybe it wasn't. This was done back in February. It said
if we were to
have someone call through the tracking number, you wanted it set up where it would ring to your number, but if you didn't get a voicemail in under 25 seconds, it would then roll over to 404-547-2476.
No, I didn't request that.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, we'll get that special request that was done off, and everything will just go back to the 912-243-2472, okay? And then let me see if April's able to take your call. Oh, good. She says that she can. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll send you to April. She's in the Google verification department, so she has access to your Google business page. So I don't know if she, you know, you need to be in front of a computer or not, but she'll assist you as much as she can as far as getting your username and password. And then if you need customer service after that, just let her know, and she can transfer you again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad we got this squared away for you, Jared. So I'll put you on a brief hold, and then she'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, hold on.
Okay, stop.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Jared?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so it didn't go through. I'm going to try one more time. If not, I'm going to have April call you back. I just want to try one more time, okay? So give me one moment.
All right. No problem.
The person at extension 274.
Yeah, that shouldn't have gone to voicemail because she's waiting. So I'll hang up with you, and she'll call you right away. And her name is April, so probably within the next minute or two, okay?
But she's calling now.
She's calling right now. Mm-hmm, exactly. And she's calling on the same number that we're talking to you on now.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Oh, I'm glad that we talked, and have a great weekend too, okay, Jared?
You too. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. I will. You too. Bye.